It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Ted Hinckley, and in studio, I've got Price City Councilman Lane Miller, and that means it's time to talk about another culture connection coming up this Thursday. Rupert Waits, and he is, you know, maybe something a little different than we've had here at Culture Connection, but it's going to be a great evening of some fantastic music by the sounds of it. Ted and Lane, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Dave. You know, just a comment, you cannot have a bad time in the park, sitting in the shade, on the grass, listening to music. I don't care who you listen to. You're going to have a great time.
That's probably a good point.
Yeah.
That's the best part about summers is just being able to do this.
It is.
And so let's bring Ted in. Ted, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
So hi, Ted.
Hey, Lane.
So what can you tell us? We've talked a little about him, but what can you tell us about Rupert Waits?
So Rupert Waits is out of England, lives over in Colorado, and he does lots of kind of the house concert thing. But I had him at a show at an art gallery last year, and people were just mesmerized by, one, his guitar playing, and two, his singing. He mostly does his own stuff, so he's a songwriter, and he does his thing very well. It'll be a little mellower than, you know, some of these things we've done at Culture Connection this year, but Culture Connection, we're trying to reach all kinds of different people, and man, if you like a good guitar player, a good singer, a good storyteller, you guys will really enjoy Rupert Waits.
And that's what you were saying, is he is a next level, really high level guitarist. And if you like guitar players, if you like going and listening to just, you know, people that really have kind of know their craft and know what they're doing, you're saying this is the guy, right?
This is the guy. I think people will really, really enjoy him. You'll just know you're witnessing some really high-end talent.
All right, so once again, July 27th, that's this Thursday, Rupert Waits. It's going to be a great evening of music in the Peace Gardens there when we're talking Culture Connection. Now, Lane, let's talk about it. Normal everything, right? 7 o'clock start, maybe
yes.
8:30, 9 o'clock, we'll be done.
Yes.
And what kind of things can we expect? Are we looking for some good trucks there? Come down and have some dinner? Maybe hit up a restaurant on Main Street in Price?
I'm not sure about food trucks, but we do have some a shaved ice booth that'll be there. I'm sure Coyote Well Coffee and her tea drinks will be there. It's always a good time.
And the other part about it is, as we say, it's really, yes, it's a great evening of music in the park on Main Street in downtown Price. But you know what? Maybe head down a little early and check out some of the businesses. Hit up maybe one of the restaurants there on Main Street. Grab
great
something
idea.
To eat.
Yeah.
And then head on up to the park and find you, as you always say, your favorite piece of shade.
Yep.
Or the best piece of shade that you can find.
That's right.
So
it's always a good time.
And that's what I said. It's the thing about it is, music, summers are meant for this, aren't they? And it sounds like this guy fits right in line with what really Culture Connection is all about. Just coming out, listening to music, and having a great evening.
Summers are made for this. Wasn't there a song titled that?
Well,
should be.
Well, maybe
summers are made for this.
Maybe you should write one.
Well,
send that title to Rupert Waits and see if he can write a song between
there
now
you
and
go. There you go.
We'll give that a try. And of course, once again, we're talking about July 27th, this Thursday, in the Peace Gardens, Rupert Waits. And, you know, we're getting closer, Lane, to that kickoff for International Days.
I know, and I can't wait.
And we're going to put together, we're going to bring Megan in from International Days. We'll have you and her and Ted, and we're going to do one whole interview that is nothing about the music that's going to go on during International Days. And if you could kind of just maybe give us a little bit of a taste, so to speak, Ted, of the artist that's going to kick off International Days there in the Peace Gardens on August 3rd. I have heard nothing but amazing things about her.
So you know, that following the next Thursday is the kickoff of International Days. We sort of see it as, you know, kind of a bonus culture connection, you know, because it's the same time, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Gemma Griffiths out of, she's from Zimbabwe. She's based out of South Africa. She spends a lot of time in London. And she's really, you know, an emerging world star. And we're really lucky to have her. And it's really fun to kick off International Days with an international music star.
And so once again, we'll be getting together, we'll be talking about this and all the music that's going to go on from Gemma Griffiths all the way up to everything that's going to go on in the park with the entertainment and all that stuff. So that interview will be coming up within the coming week. But we're really excited about what we got in front of us right now, and it's Rupert Waits, July 27th, Culture Connection, this Thursday. Get on out there and have a great evening of some great music. Lane and Ted, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
See you later, Ted. It's good talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.